Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, friends. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and I want to welcome you to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We're so grateful to have you with us in worship this morning. If this is your first Sunday with us, we're so glad that you decided to tune in for the service this morning. And if you've been worshiping with us for a long time, we're glad to continue to be your spiritual home on Sunday mornings. We're so grateful for the opportunity to be able to gather online, and we pray that the worship service this morning blesses you as you continue to worship from the comfort of your own home or wherever you're experiencing this service. We would love for you to just take a moment and post in the comments section as we worship together this morning the space here at the church that you miss the most. We would love to hear all the different sacred spaces that you can't wait to see when we all get back to being able to worship together in person, and when this church becomes alive again with all of the activities that we have here within these incredible walls in this sacred space. We'd also love for you to take a moment and share this service. There's a button right about here, just beneath the video feed, with a small arrow that points to the right and the word share. We'd love to have you share this service because you never know who in your social network might be blessed by experiencing God's grace through worship this day. We're so grateful to have you, and we pray that through the worship, through the singing, through the prayers, through the message this morning, through the reading of Scripture, that in some way your life will be touched and transformed. As we gather this morning, may this service be a blessing for you and for whoever might watch this day because of your grace and your invitation. May God's blessing be on all of us as we gather for worship together this day. Amen.
Hey, family, I have some great news to share. God is making preparations for an amazing thing. Now is the advent of the long-awaited Messiah, our bringer of hope, our leader alone. And now we wait, we prepare, and we make straight the way.
Wow, that is amazing news, son. Did you know we celebrate the coming of Christ with the lighting of the Advent candles?
We do.
We sure do. We're a people of hope, a people of love. At first, there was the frail light of a single candle of hope, daring to pierce through the darkness of despair and sin. Today, we light the candle of love. No other word so adequately captures the spirit and goal of our faith. No other word so completely describes what we know of our God. Isn't that awesome?
It sure is, Daddy. Oh, guess what, family? I have great news, too.
You do?
You do?
What is it?
For God so loved the world that a child was given. A Savior was made in the form of love incarnate, and love was allowed to live on.
Aw, family. Every part of that is truly beautiful. Now we gather then in Christian love. We give thanks for a love that passes understanding, and we await the dawning of God's pervasive and enduring love once more this Christmas season. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bailey. I am the Children's and Youth Ministry Director for First United Methodist Church. Welcome. This is our Young Christians Moment. So this is for anybody young or young at heart, which all of us are. This is the second Sunday of Advent, so I hope that you're all having a happy, warm Advent. This is the week of love. So we're talking about the week of love. And in today's scripture reading, we get to hear the first announcement of Jesus's birth. The angel comes to Mary and says that she's going to have a baby and that it will be the Son of God and that his name will be Jesus. And if I were Mary, I would be freaking out. So I would not know what to do with that information. But she is a lovely servant of the Lord and gratefully and humbly accepts what the blessing God has for her. Now, I love this story because this angel comes before Jesus is even born and tells Mary about how she's going to have a son and how his name is going to be Jesus. And what it reminded me of, I told you I was going to share an ornament with you every week from my tree. And this is the ornament this week. It's a cute little snow globe. So you can see when you tip it over, all the snow. And inside of this is a reindeer. And when we hear the bells on reindeer, what does that usually mean on Christmas? Who's coming? Santa Claus. Yeah, so it reminded me of this story, how the angel came before and announced that Mary was going to have this baby. And then just like on Christmas, when we hear the bells on the reindeer, we know that Santa's coming. So I just thought that that was a really cute ornament. And this actually, this ornament is from a set. And I got this set for my friends. So I gave each of them, there's a Santa Claus, a snowflake, a Christmas tree, and a reindeer. And I gave each one of my friends one of these ornaments. And then I have the full set on my tree. So it reminds me every year to pray for them. So if that's something that maybe your family wants to go do, you could maybe get a set of ornaments and it can help remind you to pray for the people that you're close to, which I think is really special. So each week as I'm sharing with you about the ornaments on my tree, I would love to hear about the ornaments on your tree. Is there a special ornament that is on your tree this year that either reminds you of someone special or reminds you that Jesus is coming? I have some special ornaments. They're higher up on my tree than you can see right now, but I have some special ornaments on my tree that remind me that Jesus is coming, and I'm going to be sharing those with you in the next couple weeks. I hope that you all have a great rest of your Sunday. Let's go ahead and pray together. God, thank you for all of the special people in our lives, God. Thank you for the gift of Jesus, and as we remember him in this Advent season, as we remember the hope and the joy coming into this world, God, let's just be grateful and thankful for all of the blessings that we have, God. And we pray that we would continue to appreciate all of the good things that are going on in the world right now, God. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. Bye, everybody. I'll see you next week.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a word of prayer. Oh, holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this Advent season, this time where we wait And we anticipate with great joy the birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for this time of worship. We give you thanks for this opportunity to hear a familiar scripture story. But may it speak to us in new ways this day. O loving God, now may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts, may be pleasing in your sight, God, you who are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Can you imagine being in Mary's shoes as you heard the scripture lesson this morning? Can you imagine being in her shoes? Imagine an angel of the Lord coming to you whose name is Gabriel when you've least expected it. And this angel, Gabriel, he says, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Okay, so you might be doing okay with this greeting if you can get past the fact that an angel has just showed up at your doorstep. But the words to follow, no doubt, would make anybody perplexed. Gabriel continues, he says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." Wow. Could you imagine this? Being in Mary's shoes as a young girl. She must have thought she was dreaming. She must have thought something crazy was going on. I mean, this kind of conversation, this type of experience doesn't happen all that often. I couldn't imagine myself in a conversation like that with Gabriel. If I was told as a young woman, perhaps in my teenage years, that I was told and that had this conversation, I think I'd be just as perplexed as Mary. What about you? How could this be? How could this be when you speak of biology? How could this be that Mary, how could this be that Mary was the chosen one? The one chosen by God to bring Jesus into the world. The one chosen to bring love into this world. How can this be? I can't imagine being in Mary's position. The one to bring love into this world through a tiny little baby named Jesus. Such incredible love would come into this world. But the truth is, it shouldn't be that hard to imagine. Because the truth is, we are chosen too. We are also chosen to bring love into the world each and every day. Amazing love, yes, amazing love was brought into the world through Mary with the birth of Jesus the Christ. But that's not the only expression of God's love that continues to be born into the world. So how might God bring love into the world through you? Earlier this week, my kids and I decided that we were going to make some Christmas cookies. They were the dipped pretzels with white chocolate and had all sorts of different sprinkles on top of them, to be exact, red and green sprinkles. It's a family favorite during the holiday season to have dipped pretzels, and so the kids and I did it. They were covered in chocolate. Of course, the kids had sticky fingers. They laughed and enjoyed every single pretzel they ate. They had their workstation. I had mine. Mine was a little bit more clean, of course, way more sanitary. I wasn't licking my fingers and putting them back, you know, in the chocolate the way that kids do. But the occasion for making pretzels, it wasn't just for Joshua and for Lydia to enjoy a sweet treat. It was really for the neighbors. We wanted to share a little Christmas treat with our next door neighbors. And so once dipped, the pretzels were then placed in a Christmas tin, and I slipped out the door next to our next door neighbors as I was walking through the cold snow, trying to avoid the icy patches on their driveway. I made it to the front door and I rang the doorbell, and I was excited to share this little holiday treat that we'd made with great love and care. Well, to my delight, my neighbor opened the door, they were home, and on their face, when my neighbor came, it was the greatest smile I had ever seen. Grinning from ear to ear so as to burst, their eyes also just twinkled when they looked at me and saw me at the door. I paused for a moment. It kind of took me off guard, taking my neighbor's bright smile in. They couldn't see mine under my mask. And then I extended my hand and I offered this tin filled with white chocolate covered pretzels. And they also extended their hand. And in their hand was a bag of homemade toffee. Oh, I love toffee. I thanked them and then I went on my merry way back home. Love was made visible that day in the expression on my neighbor's face. Love was made visible that day through the exchange of holiday Christmas cookies. As I trekked back through the snow, I had anticipated coming back empty-handed. I wasn't expecting a gift from my neighbor. I gave, never expecting anything in return. And here's what I discovered that day. Not only was my hand filled with homemade cookies, homemade toffee, from the kindness of a neighbor, but my heart, it was filled with love, unimaginable love and incredible joy. The secret to every recipe really is love, I think. Also, earlier this week, I had the blessing of chatting with several church members on the phone, calling to say hello, calling to tell people they've been in my prayers, checking on them, checking on their loved ones, seeing how they're doing. And through conversation after conversation with our congregation, I was struck by the amazing love of God I received on the end of each phone call. I was reaching out hoping to check on the congregation, check on members. I had hoped to share a little love, but in return, I received more than I think I ever gave. Calling to check on somebody can be an incredible act of an expression of love and care. Well, between phone calls and between baking and a whole lot of other things, a lot of meetings and other stuff this week, I also had the joy of being at our Brighton campus last Sunday, a week ago. Sunday afternoon. I was there while church members were donating items to support a variety of missions. There were Christmas gifts being dropped off for foster children in Livingston County. Your generosity with gifts of hope is going to bring some amazing bright smiles to some kids on Christmas morning. The packages aren't just a present. They're gifts of hope. They're love made visible. There were also coats being donated for Cass Community Social Services in Detroit. New and gently used coats are going to provide warmth for men and women and children all winter long. But it's also going to remind them of God's loving embrace. There were also donations last Sunday afternoon of hats and mittens and gloves and scarves decorating the Christmas tree that's near our main entrance at the Brighton campus. And the Hat and Mitten Tree Project, it's taken place every year, I've learned, for nearly 40 years. Thanks to your kindness, thanks to your generosity, and thanks to the organization of Jane Tomlinson and Bonnie Corrigan. Many in our community are going to appreciate the warm mittens and hats and gloves this holiday season. There's certainly still time to drop some off. You're welcome to. And the UMW at our Whitmore Lake campus was also busy collecting some of those no-slip type of socks for residents at the Regency of Whitmore Lake, the nursing home there, the facility there. They would love to be able to collect 115 pairs of these no-slip, you know, the kind of grippy socks, so that every resident can receive some new socks. Again, donations are still being accepted. Well, these warm gifts, these gifts for the children, they're so much more than just an item you could hold in your hand or wear on your hat and on your head or put on your fingers. Of course, children are going to enjoy the toys and the coats and the mittens and the hats and the socks are going to be greatly appreciated. But they're also an expression of God's love made visible through your generosity and through your joy of giving. This Advent season, as we wait and as we anticipate the birth of Jesus the Christ child, let us wait with loving hearts. Let us wait with hearts that are ready to express such love to the world. God didn't just choose Mary to bring love into the world. God chooses us too. So bake some cookies, deliver them to the neighbor, call a friend, check in on a church member, write some holiday cards, send it to somebody who lives alone, help decorate our church tree by donating the mittens and the hats and the scarves and the glove, donate some of those no-slip socks for the residents at the nursing home. Give an extra financial gift to God through the church in support of Jesus' amazing ministry happening here at this place, at First United Methodist in Brighton and Whitmore Lake. Pray for your pastors. Love your neighbor in creative ways. Let's be extravagantly kind this Advent season. And think less about what's on our own Christmas lists, and think more about how we might be able to bless others. During Mary's conversation with the angel Gabriel, I'm sure she was perplexed. I'm sure she was shocked. I'm sure she was amazed, just trying to make sense of it all. But in receiving the news, she responded by saying, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord." May we too respond as God's humble servants, ready and willing to offer love for this world. How will God's love be made visible through you this season? Amen.
Friends, we've come to the time in the service when we have an opportunity to respond to God's word in our midst. There are many ways to respond. Some of us do it by giving our time. And I can't thank you enough for the ladies who stuffed the envelopes for our Christmas mailing this last week. There are other ways to respond. We've got volunteers who are going to be helping pass out gifts of hope. We've had volunteers who have come forward to take coats down to Cass. But one of the ways that we respond to God's word in our midst is through the giving of our tithes and our offerings. In just a moment, in the comment section of this video, there will be a link posted with ways that you can give online through our website. Other folks have been mailing in their pledges and their gifts to the church, and we can't thank you enough for your incredible generosity. We would love at this moment, if you're able, for you to just take a moment and to either send a gift to the church so that our ministries can continue, or to find some wonderful organization to bless with your incredible generosity. We know that our partners in ministry and missions desperately could use assistance right now, and this is a great opportunity for you to demonstrate God's love in the world at a time when so many places so desperately need it. Maybe one way for you to give of your offering this morning is to go out to a restaurant that could desperately need your business. We encourage you to give generously so that the ministry here can continue. Grace and peace. Amen.
Good morning, church. I feel blessed to be here with you this morning, and I hope you have the same feeling as well. Our theme this morning is love. And when I heard that this was the theme, it reminded me of a pastor, Jeff Nelson, who works at Royal Oak First United Methodist Church, that whenever he ends his sermons or he ends talks that he has, he usually ends with the catchphrase, "Remember, God loves you, and there ain't a dang thing you can do about it." I always like that, and I always remember that when I hear the word love. Now, if you will join me in an attitude of prayer. Good and gracious God, creator of all things, we come before you this morning to praise you, to give you thanks, to feel your love. We want to keep our eyes, our ears, and our hearts open to your word, to your love, and to your blessings. We give praise and thanks for those that teach us and those that help us to learn to live as Jesus lived. We pray for those that are struggling and wrestling, looking for help. Those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships. Those that are struggling with health issues. Those that have lost loved ones. And those that are struggling with financial burdens due to today's trying times. Help them to understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. We ask your blessings on those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. Father, we ask for your blessings and guidance for all in need in our communities, in our state, across the nation, and across the world that have suffered due to the pandemic going on near and far from our homes. We pray for those that are searching for a cure and a vaccination, and pray that by your strength and with your guidance, they will be successful. We also give thanks and ask blessings on those in the service industry that will continue to work in spite of the holiday season and the current pandemic. The police, fire department, hospital workers, and all those that will continue to work to help us live our lives. As we continue during this Advent season, we remind ourselves of the reason for the season, the birth of your Holy Son and our Lord, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blessings we'll have through the holiday season. We also ask your blessings on those that spend time alone this season and ask that you help us show them your love that might make this time a little easier for them and show them that your love is always there for them. Bless our leaders and give them guidance that the decisions that they make might be tempered with your love. Give them strength to make the decisions that will give us hope. Guide them with your mercies, that your love may fill their hearts, that your love may be shown through them, that your love may be felt by others that might otherwise seek to harm us and disrupt our daily lives. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget the words of Jeff Nelson. God loves you, and there ain't a dang thing you can do about it. Be blessed. Amen.
Through Christ, we experience unending love. And we certainly experience that when we come to the table of grace. When we come to receive the bread of life, the cup of grace, when we come to receive these communion elements. As we worship from our homes this day, I too greet you now from my home and look forward to breaking bread with you and sharing of the cup. Maybe you have some bread or crackers available to you. Maybe you have some juice or water. We come now to the time of sharing this meal. And we remember on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, we remember that he took bread. We remember that he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to the disciples and he told them to take and eat. This is my body given for you. And when the supper was over, he took a cup. Again, he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it. He gave it to the disciples and he said, take and drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant. This is a cup of grace given for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this. Do so in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy, as a living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. Let us pray. Oh, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, gathered across the community. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of the bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other and one in ministry to all the world. Until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God,
now and forevermore. We take the bread, knowing that it is the bread of life given for us. And the cup of grace poured out for us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Church, it's been wonderful to be in worship with you this day as we celebrated the second Sunday of Advent. We lit the candle of love, knowing that with Christ's birth and Christ's coming into the world, he brings love for all the world. We celebrate and we give God thanks and praise this day. Before we end our time of worship, I have three brief announcements I would like to share with you. First of all, we would invite you to continue worshiping with us online throughout the month of December. We're going to be celebrating also online Christmas Eve worship services. At 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, there'll be a special kids' nativity play. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll have a traditional Christmas Eve service. At 9 o'clock, we would invite you to come to the church and we're going to have an outdoors brief Christmas service. We're going to gather outside, so dress warmly, wear your boots and your coats and your hat and mittens. And as we gather outside, it'll be a service with a couple of songs, of course, singing of Silent the Night and lifting up our lights into the air. The service will also have some prayer, a brief homily and scripture. So we'd encourage you, whether you come outdoors at 9 o'clock or online Christmas Eve, we look forward to worshiping with you. A second announcement is we would invite you to attend our longest night service. This service is going to be on Tuesday, December 8th at 7 o'clock, and you're going to be able to view this service on Facebook. So, of course, you can check our church website for more information. This longest night service is a service of hope, a service of healing, a service recognizing that for many, they're experiencing grief and sorrow at this time. And so let's gather and worship together and we celebrate this longest night service. Thirdly, we would encourage you as a church community to take some fun, festive photos this time of year. As we're home for the holidays, we would love to see your photos, to see what you're up to. So take some photos in your fun Christmas sweaters, or take a photo of what your mantle might look like, what your stockings might look like. Maybe you'd like to take a photo around the Christmas tree, or take a photo decorating some sugar cookies or baking, whatever you might be doing this time of year. Maybe you could take a photo writing Christmas cards or building a snowman, watching Christmas movies, whatever you might be doing this time of the year as you're home for the holidays. We would love to see those photos. And then in worship on December 13th, as well as December 20th, we're gonna show those photos in worship. So it is a church community, even though we're home for these holidays, and we'll have a chance to see what our church family is up to and we can celebrate in this way. Well, church, it has been great to be with you in worship this day. And so now may the love of God always be with you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you. And may the power of the Holy Spirit be upon you, that you might be able to go forth in this world to share God's love, to shine God's light, to be God's hands and feet and presence in this world. Go in peace this day, church, to love and to serve the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.